Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin? Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug?
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Cannibal Girls would be a type of movie that they would show on there, which meant that it was a lot of racy horror action.
For the time.
Yeah, for the time, right? And USA never showed anything, but all the prepubescent boys, all of us, were watching that Friday night because maybe a nipple would slip out.
Catch a glimpse.
And if a nipple slipped out, then it would be instant ejaculation is what would happen. At 12 years old. You'd be like, ah!
I saw it!
I saw it! Quick, hump the bed!
I'm just thinking you could talk to me if that's all right.
This is serious up here. Yeah, hey, let it talk. What do you want?
Because that happens. Right. I know. 1980s movies are so... Yeah. They ask you to suspend belief on almost every turn, right?
Yes.
There's a guy standing on a ledge, despondent about apparently his mother, because the Action 2 news crew figured it out. And Sly Stone's mom comes, yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo!
Sonny.
Why are you there, Sonny? Mom, get away! No, let her talk.
Let her talk.
This might be just what I need. Another nagging mother. Hold on. What is it? Deuce Bigelow? Male Gigolo? Hot Chick? Hot Chick is a hot steaming pile of shit. They should call it Hot Shit is what they should call it. Not like hot shit, like you're hot shit. Like hot shit. Uh-oh, there's hot shit on the floor. Someone's got to pick it up.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
This is my dear friend, Chrissy Hoadley. And best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Welcome to another edition of The Commercial Break.
It's a hotel within a city.
It's a sitting area. It's really what it is. Chair area, if you don't mind. I've got this. And look at this. It's a beautiful chair area right next to the luggage area, which is next to the tile area.
That's rude.
That's where you put the tile.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. You can't get this kind of stuff in the United States of America. How many hotels do you know with a chair area? It's a chair area. It's 2x2, chair area.
It's a desk with a chair.
That's right. More on that later. Go back and watch the Chrissy Oadley happy birthday story. Welcome back, Chrissy. Glad to have you back.
Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Some time ago, the noted director and producer Ivan Reitman passed away.
I saw that.
And, you know, it wasn't until I did a little homework, because I was like, oh, Ivan Reitman, you know, he's been associated with some...
Ghostbusters, Animal House.
We'll go through it. You want to go through it?
Yeah.
You want to go through the list?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going backwards to forward. So the first movies that he did. The second movie that he did, he did an orientation for his college. And then after that, he did something called The Columbus of Sex.
Oh.
Which apparently was like a campy rom-com with a lot of softcore porn in it. And the show actually...
Sex-com?
Yeah, like a sex-com. A sex-rom-com. A romp-com, if you will.
A romp-com.
Yes. A romp-com. The Columbus of Sex is a movie that I cannot find anywhere. I looked for it. Mm-hmm. I cannot find it anywhere. But he was in Canada. That's where he's from. He was in college in Canada. He made this movie with his friends and then was to show it at like a, you know, at one of these, you know, like events, like a movie event.
Like
right?
A film festival.
Kind of like a film festival.
Thing.
Yeah, like a student film festival.
Sure.
I guess is the best way to explain it. And on the second showing, there was one showing, and then on the second showing, he was arrested along with a couple other people for indecency and all kind of stuff like this. The cops actually came in and arrested him for showing his own movie.
Calling a stir.
Scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
He is scandalous.
Oh, Ivan.
So then he does Cannibal Girls, which is another hump-com, right?
Okay.
A rompy
hump-com.
He's into
those.
Hump-com. He's into those.
In a college.
Lots of tits and ass.
You know,
yeah,
figure,
it's 1971. You know, every... When I was a kid and TNT or USA would play those, like on Friday nights, they would have the Elvira. Remember
oh,
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely more Elvira.
So for those of you that don't know, the station, the cable station, USA Network or TNT Network, I think it was mainly USA.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have like Friday night movies with Elvira.
Yeah.
And Elvira was this larger than life witch like character. She played kind of a good witch, I guess is the best way to explain it.
Yeah. That we're all black.
That we're all black.
Yeah. Black hair, long black hair, and a
super pasty,
plunging neckline,
and plunging
with the black dress.
And every year it got more plunging, right? Every year more of her boobs came out, and that was just like, you know. But they play all these like super campy horror movies.
Yes, she was
camp,
the host,
the camp of the camp.
Uh huh.
And Cannibal Girls would be a type of movie that they would show on there, which meant that it was a lot of racy. Horror action.
For the time.
Yeah, for the time, right? And USA never showed anything, but all the prepubescent boys, all of us were watching that Friday night because maybe a nipple would slip out.
Catch a glimpse.
And if a nipple slipped out, then it would be instant ejaculation is what would happen at 12 years old. You'd be like, ah!
I saw it!
I saw it! Quick, hump the bed! So Cannibal Girls is the next like notable movie that he's a part of. And then that's in 1971. He's an executive producer on a lot of these. And then in 1978 comes, of course, the huge hit Animal House.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's got to be ranked in the top five comedy movies of all time.
I think
For me, it is.
I think in general it is.
Animal House is almost a perfect comedy movie in every way. You're not really invested in anything that's going on, right? You're invested in the characters, but you're not really invested in some huge plot that you have to pay attention to. It's just straight up comedy. A lot of it physical, most of it absurd. Belushi is just amazing in that movie. And it's a movie about a bunch of college kids who get drunk and like to have sex. What is that movie? Can I dance with your dates?
Yeah.
Otis Redding is in the movie, which is
brilliant. Andy McDowell in that movie too, or is that The Revenge of the Nerds that she's in? She's in one of those.
I think it's Revenge of the Nerds because I remember Andy McDowell in that movie.
Okay.
But she was in a couple of Ivan Reitman movies, wasn't she? Animal House is brilliant. If you've seen Animal House, you go watch it. Stripes in 1979.
Stripes. I love Stripes.
With Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd. Yeah. Is Dan Aykroyd in the movie?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Oh, great movie. yeah. About a couple of nudniks who are joined the army because they can't. Oh, no, it's a huge. It's not Dan Aykroyd. It's who's the tall guy? Not Eugene
Harold
Levy.
Ramis.
Harold Ramis.
Yes.
Yeah. Harold Ramis. Oh, so brilliant. Heavy Metal, which is a cartoon, like a cult classic cartoon that is just awful. I hate it. I just think it's awful, but whatever. People are into it. He does a couple movies, The Magic Show, Space Hunter, never seen it, don't know anything about that. 1984, he comes out with Ghostbusters.
I mean, that was a blockbuster.
Biggest movie on Earth at the time. I remember Ghostbusters. I thought the movie was so fucking cool at the time.
It's so funny,
Ectomobile and the ectoplasm. And
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver is brilliant. Yes. And Bill Murray and, you know, Harold Ramis and then...
And Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd is in that movie, too. Mm-hmm. And then there's the guy. Who's that guy? The little one who played Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, right. Harold Ramis.
No, Harold Ramis. No that's... what was his name? Whatever his name is. He like, disappeared off the face of the earth after Honey, I Shrunk the Kids,
Honey,
so you don't
Shrunk
know.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And what was he in Little Shop of Horrors, too?
He was in Little Shop of Horrors. Yes. That's right.
We must find out.
Okay, we must find out. Hold on 1 second.
We're holding.
Honey, Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis was in Ghostbusters. Legal Eagles, which is a horrible movie also. Big Shots, which is a funny movie. Casual Sex, which is an adult type, you know, that's a straight up
going back to his sex days.
Yeah, going to something about Ivan. Feds is like a campy, funny movie. Twins.
With
Dan Aykroyd and... not Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes. Brilliant. Ghostbusters 2. Yeah, that was good too. Kindergarten Cop, another classic
movie
if you're 12 years old at that time. And then Ivan has a few missteps. Let me show you one of them. Let me put it on the full reaction shot there. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak is where you can go to follow along on video if you'd like that. We'd love that of you. Yes. Go and subscribe. Like one of our videos. Ivan Reitman makes a movie with Rocky Balboa himself.
Ooh, the Sly.
Sly Stone. And I'm gonna let you listen, aka show you the trailer for this. Are you ready?
Yes.
I mean, it's hard to believe that this movie didn't make $1 billion at the box office. The following preview has been approved for all audiences. Just letting you know that, Hoadley, you're allowed to watch.
Okay, good.
What's going on?
You got a jumper up there. Looks like he's going to do it.
This is Leslie Parks for Channel 8 News. We've just arrived downtown at 4th and Main, where a man has gone out onto the ledge of a building, apparently despondent about his mother, and remains there still.
Hey, kid.
First of all, how did the reporter find out he was despondent about his mother? It's all about my mom!
Hi, Brian, it's your mom!
It's always about the mom.
So here's this scene. There's a bunch of people gathering at the bottom of a building, including a news crew that got there in 10 seconds, I guess. There's a guy standing on the proverbial ledge, mm-hmm. and all you see is Sly Stone running into the building, dressed
he's
in a
save
suit.
The day.
Yeah, he's a detective.
Hey, you don't tell me what to do, though.
You stay right there. I'm doing it. I'm going to do it.
No.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. You stay away from me.
You young man.
Oh, no.
Look, I know I'm not your mother, but I have a mother.
The mother is there.
That's Estelle Getty playing the mother of Sly Stone. Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Who came up with this? How did this even make it past the boardroom? Who said, who thought this was going to be a good idea?
They're like, well, so Mr.
Estelle Getty, Sly Stone, two of the hottest people. He's a mom. She's a detective. They solve a murder case. What do you think? Greenlit! $20 million! Yeah. Of course, it's Ivan Reitman, so I'm sure anything can get greenlit.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking you could talk to me if that's all right.
This is serious up here.
Yeah, hey, let her talk. What do you want?
Because that happens. I know. 1980s movies are so... Yeah. They ask you to suspend belief on almost every turn, right?
Yes.
There's a guy standing on a ledge, despondent about apparently his mother, because the Action 2 news crew figured it out. And Sly Stone's mom comes, yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo!
Sonny!
Why are you there, Sonny? Mom, get away! No, let her talk.
Let her talk.
This might be just what I need. Another nagging mother. Hold on.
I want you to know that young man next to you is my son.
Mom, stay out of this, okay?
And God knows, he and I have had our difficulties over the years. You see, he was very small for his age, and I made him this adorable little wig and a beautiful little dress.
You had to wear a wig and a pretty little dress?
Is he adorable?
You had to wear a wig and a pretty little dress? This makes me want to get off this ledge right now. Things are so much better. So stupid.
I know.
I thought I had things bad.
Not close.
Stop.
Oh, please, you don't have anything I haven't seen before.
Mom, would you turn around, please?
Or my mom.
Both of you.
Will shoot.
First of all, how bad are trailers in the 1980s? What is this, 1987?
Really,
this is 1980... This is 1992.
Oh.
What were we thinking? How did we ever believe that this is Stop or My Mom Will Shoot? Mom, you're going to see my balls. Nothing I haven't seen before. Break out the mom washes gun. Break out the mom washes gun bit.
Your mom witnessed a murder. Witnessed a murder?
Get in. We're going to nail those turkeys.
Oh, come on, Gwen. She's supposed to go back Monday.
Watch out.
Look, you can already see it's going to have very nice equipment. Would you like me to drive?
No!
Whoosh! Yeah. With the realistic sound effects.
With whoosh! Punching. Yeah.
This is so stupid. Stop or my mom will shoot. Unfortunately, yes. Didn't make a whole lot of money at the box office. I won't play the rest of it because it's just a bunch of loud noise and music. But you can get it. I guess when you have a career as long and historied as Ivan Reitman, you're bound to have a few stinkers in the bunch. And that was one
sure.
of them. Beethoven was the next one.
Was that the dog?
Yeah, never work with animals.
The dog movie?
Yeah, never work with animals. Dave, he was a producer on Dave, which was a good
movie.
Dave
was a good movie.
Isn't that the one about the guy who has to be a stunt double for the president because the president's dead or something like that? Yeah. Beethoven 2.
Which one you've got a winning formula.
Junior, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger playing another goofy character. Yeah. But, he's good in those movies.
Yes.
And so that's 94. Then in 96 or 95, he makes The Late Shift, the movie about late night talk show hosts and
the
drama that was going on at the time. So good. So good. Really good movie.
Okay.
You should watch it. Space Jam.
Space Jam, which they just recently redid.
Yeah, that wasn't so good. Space Jam, the first one's good. But the Space Jam, the new one's not so good. Private Parts. Brilliant
Private
movie.
Private Parts, yeah.
Brilliant
Howard
movie.
Stern.
Howard Stern, it's a brilliant movie.
Mm-hmm.
Commandments. I don't even know what that is. Father's Day. Who knows what that is? Then he does Mummies Alive, a TV series. Metro Hospital, a TV movie. He's really kind of, you know, it's toward the end of his career here. Yeah. Road Trip, which was a good movie in 2000.
Road Trip.
He does Old School in 2003 as an executive producer.
Whoa. Now that's big.
So Stripes, Animal House.
Yeah.
Stop or I'll Shoot My Mom. Stop or I'll Shoot My Mom.
Something like that.
And Old School.
Old School's hilarious.
Trailer Park Boys, the movie.
Okay.
Euro Trip. Hotel for Dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a classic. Hotel for Dogs.
Who doesn't know that one?
Up in the Air, which his son, of course, directed. He was the producer. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Trailer Park Boys 2, No Strings Attached, which was kind of a cute movie, I guess, if you're into that kind of thing. Draft Day, which wasn't good. The most recent Ghostbusters before the one that came out in 2021. So the one that came out in 2014. Is that the one with all the... With all the women, like the women characters?
Oh, it might have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that was okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good. Baywatch, the movie, which was hilarious.
Right.
Oh, he also did Space Jam, A New Legacy. He was an executive producer. Okay. And then Ghostbusters Afterlife, which was the one that came out.
The most recent. Yeah. I mean, a very long career.
If you had just done Animal House and or Stripes and or Old School, you would probably go down in history as one of the best comedy producers and or directors. Most of these he's a producer on. He's not a director. Mm-hmm. But if you had just done one of those, you would, I think you'd be considered having the Midas touch a little bit.
Yes.
But he did all of those and Private Parts, which was is a fucking fantastic movie. And apparently... As the way Howard Stern tells the story, Ivan Reitman actually shaped that whole script because Howard was trying to, like, what he had like a literary agent that was shopping it around, but he didn't.
Yeah, because he wrote the book first.
Yeah, he wrote the book, Private Parts. He really didn't know how to position this as a movie. Mm-hmm. He was like, well, what, you know, should this be a movie about all my raunchy shit? Should this be a movie about my childhood? What should it be? And Ivan Reitman called him out of the blue and said, no. This is what the movie should be about. It should be a love story at the end of the day about you and your wife and about how people fall in love with you eventually because you're a good guy and we can figure this out, how to make it shine on camera. So,
brilliant. Good job, Ivan.
Brilliant producer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was reading through these and I was watching the trailer for Honey, I'll Shoot My Mom, Honey, I Shrunk My Mom, or whatever
Stop
the fuck.
My mom will
stop
shoot.
Or my mom will shoot.
Or I might shoot my mom.
Stop or I might shoot my mom. It made me think about, I was like, there has got to be some universally bad actors and acting out there. Like the worst acting that's out there. If you name a bad actor, who do you think is a bad actor?
A bad actor? Ugh.
Who's in your top 20? Who's in your top 5, 3, 2, 1? Okay, I'll give you a few suggestions.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, it's that time inside the commercial break when we take a commercial break, and I have some exciting news for you. Chrissy and I are going to be starting a series where we play a number of games here on the podcast, and we want you involved. If you're interested, leave us a message at one of two places. Go to tcbpodcast.com, click on the Contact Us form, and drop us an email, or you can leave a text message or a voicemail on 661-BEST-2-YO. That's 661-237-8296. I'm not going to get into what games we're playing, but we're going to be playing a lot of them, so there's plenty of room for everybody. Also, if you'd like to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and youtube.com/The Commercial Break for content you cannot get anywhere else. We put out clips on both Instagram and YouTube every single day. And on YouTube, we have a series called In the Studio. It's filmed exclusively for YouTube, so you can only get it there. Subscribe if you like the channel. We certainly would appreciate it. People are texting us and leaving us messages asking us how they can best support the show. One of two or both ways. Number one, you can leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. We certainly would appreciate it, and it helps us grow the audience of the show, which then in turn makes our sponsors happy. If you're ever in the market for any of our sponsors, products, or services, if you could use the specialized URLs or discount codes that we give away on air, it gives you free shit, and it tells our sponsors we're doing a good job. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is now the new schedule. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns about that, go ahead and hit us up on that 661-237-8296 number, and I'll let you know how I feel about you letting us know how you feel. And now, a word from said sponsors.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Kevin Costner.
Yes.
Now, these are people who have been picked. As the top 25 worst actors of
Kevin
all time.
Costner.
Kevin Costner was in Dancing with Wolves.
He's good.
Dancing with Wolves is really good.
And he's in that new, not the new show, but what is it, Yellowstone?
Oh, yeah, I don't watch that shit.
I don't either, but a lot of people do, since it's fifth season.
It had like 22 million people tune into it.
Yeah,
season
it's crazy.
22 million people.
Yeah, and I don't care. I love Dancing with Wolves.
I love Dancing with Wolves, too. And Dances with Wolves was not bad either. Jaden Smith. Poor Jaden Smith.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen him act enough to really...
I can't, yeah.
Keanu Reeves. Okay, Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves,
he's
what?
Not a good actor.
Aww.
He plays Keanu Reeves in every movie. And I mean, he's a little like... he's a wonderful human being. He does a lot of good.
Seems cool.
He's been in some cool movies. Matrix was a good fit for him because he kind of had to seem like a little bit like this Nudnik who was just waking up from a dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when he wasn't talking, he could seem like a badass. So I think it was a good fit for him. But there are a lot of movies where he's pretty bad. M. Night Shyamalan. Well, he's a director, but he is in all of his own movies.
And I don't really get his movies.
It's not all that good. Jamie Dornan. From 50 Shades of Grey. Let me tell you, I can confirm that Jamie Dornan from 50 Shades of Grey, all three of them, which I've seen because Astrid has pulled me to all three of them for two of them, for two Valentine's Days in a row, I ended up having to go see 50 Shades of fucking Grey and 50 Shades of fucking Grey 2 or whatever it was called. I was the only, and I mean the only person with a penis in that room that I could tell, with a penis in that room. And there were a couple other, you know, there was like a couple of gay guys, a couple. They were holding hands. They were sitting right next to us.
Uh-huh.
It was a crowd. I mean, it was full to the brim. People were like hanging off the rafters to see the release of this movie. And I was the only guy in there. And I can tell you right now, not that I cared.
Them.
I didn't give a shit, right?
Yeah.
About being the only guy
in
the
comfortable.
Room. I'm comfortable like that. I'm good. That's like most of my life. The movie itself was horrible.
Oh,
and it was horrible.
Is he the guy that plays the guy?
Christian Grey.
Okay.
That's right. He is horrible. He is so bad in this movie. It is so fucking bad. Now, he just got nominated, I think, for an Oscar for Belfast, which is a movie he might have directed and written.
Right, I saw the preview for that, but I haven't seen the movie.
Okay, but just know that if we're basing this simply on his first three movies as a starring, you know, in a starring role, he's horrible. Have you ever, you never watched any of those movies?
I did not.
If you want to laugh, if you want to fucking giggle, watch 50 Shades of Grey, any of them, and you'll realize just how stupid a movie can be. Because, you see Dakota Johnson naked every 15 seconds, and she's a beautiful woman, right? That's a great reason to be in the movie theater.
Right.
But Jamie Dornan, who's also got a great body, is so bad at acting. It's
really,
it's as if they never screen tested the guy and they have no chemistry.
And this was one of the biggest movies to come out of a book.
Huge. Yeah. They made like $1.5 billion dollars off of those stupid movies. And the two of them have zero chemistry on screen together. Zero.
I did hear that.
Yeah. It's not convinced. I'm not convinced at all that those two want to have sex with each other, or they even like to watch each other naked. Now, if I was in a room with Dakota Johnson, or maybe even Jamie Dornan, because he's a handsome dude, right? But the two of them together, it's like, it's just an awkward, you know, we've all seen those couples.
Yes.
We've all been those couples.
Yes.
Right. Where you just like, well, I don't really like you, but you know,
we're going to see where this goes.
Yeah. I need some practice. I'll hang out with you for a couple days. You know, I'll get you off. You'll get me off. We'll call it a day. But then that doesn't even work. It's just uncomfortable. Yeah. We've all been there. Mark Wahlberg. I mean,
I like him.
I don't think
I don't go see a movie because of him, but the ones that I have seen of him are pretty good.
Boogie Nights. He's great in Boogie Nights.
Yes,
very. And he's great in The Departed.
Mm-hmm.
Other movies, I can see why you might think that.
Well, he was just in like Stepdad or something.
Oh, Stepdad.
I watched that over a holiday
with Will Ferrell.
Did you like it? LA. I thought it was cute. That was cute.
The Other Guys, isn't he in The Other Guys too? Didn't him and Will Ferrell do like a series of movies? And one of them was The Other Guys, I think.
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, I haven't seen him.
Owen Wilson. I like Owen Wilson.
I just ran into him on the Beltline the other day.
You did?
Yes. He passed right by us. I like Owen. Now, not every movie you do is going to be a smash, but
true.
I mean, Starsky and Hutch and Zoolander. And he was just in Loki, which is that Disney show.
Oh, that's
true. He's good in that.
True.
I like him.
The Bottle Rocket.
The Bottle Rocket. Yeah.
Wes Anderson and...
All the Wes Andersons,
Royal
Tenenbaums,
for sure. He is brilliant.
Yeah.
He's so good in that movie. You passed him. Did he look good?
He looked great. Yeah, he had a big smile on his face, a hat on,
Did you say hi to him?
I wanted to, but then...
Were other people saying hi to him?
No. So he was just a normal guy. He blended right in.
Guy with a nose that you could figure out from a mile away.
Jeff spotted him.
Tell him to call me next time.
I will.
David Spade. Yeah, David Spade's not a good actor.
Yeah.
He wasn't even good in Saturday Night Live. He was funny because he had this weird look on his face, right? I think
he was funny in Tommy Boy, but again,
Tommy Boy
plays the same kind of person and everything.
But that's like a Laurel and Hardy type situation.
It is, yeah.
Where, or, you know, Honeymooners, where, you know, Ralph and whatever his name is, the other guy, Crandall. Hey, you're Ralphie boy. Our audience has no idea what we're talking about right now. They're like, who? Kirk Cameron.
I mean, I liked him in Growing Pains, but that was 30 years ago.
I don't have a fucking thing to say about Kirk Cameron.
No, what else is
What an asshole. I one time listened to it. I made it into a bit, but I listened to a seminar of his.
Oh.
Where
he
said that you shouldn't eat Chinese food because Chinese people were monotheistic. They didn't believe in a god. And so you shouldn't eat Chinese food. You were celebrating monotheism.
Yeah, I did hear that he went kind of crazy with the religious.
Kirk Cameron's a fucking moron. Let's just all admit it. Why do we continue to peddle this guy's bullshit? Why do you go and watch his movies?
What about David Schwimmer? Are you a David Schwimmer fan?
David Schwimmer's kind of a... I mean, I guess in Friends, he fit the role.
Friends.
Yeah,
but
what other
else?
Movie? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to Kirk Cameron. Why are we making his movies still? Why are people paying to make his movies? Why do people watch his YouTube videos?
I'm not paying to see him.
How do people pay him to go give a fucking, you know, whatever, a commencement speech and all this other bullshit? It makes no sense to me. The guy's an idiot. He talks like an idiot. He looks like an idiot. He was in one show, one time, Growing Pains, which wasn't that good, I'll mind you. Was not that good. And then he wouldn't even, that's his wife now. The girl who he was in love with on the show is now his wife. But he wouldn't bone her until they got married.
That's right. They were very religious.
Fucker. Hulk Hogan. I mean, Hulk Hogan. Please, Hulk Hogan. Yeah. Tyler Perry. Ooh, that's like sacrilege here in Atlanta.
Yeah, no, I like Tyler Perry a lot.
Yeah. I haven't seen enough of his movies, to be honest, to give. But he plays those two characters. You must have some acting skills.
Yeah.
And they make a ton of money.
Yeah.
All those movies.
He's
the Madea movies.
He does a lot of good, too, for the
he does. I wish he'd do a lot of good and give me one of his houses. Tyler,
they're
I'm
huge.
Waiting for you, buddy. Or one of your planes.
Yeah.
We'll take one of your planes. Remember when we talked about how we would want a plane and it would break down all the time? We'll take your old plane, Tyler.
Yes.
And you're welcome to come on the show anytime. We
yeah, we would have him for sure.
Brendan Fraser. Well, now,
yeah, the mummy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah. It's all pretty bad. It's all pretty bad. Yeah. But Brendan's making a bit of a comeback.
He is. Yeah. I saw that recently.
Steven Seagal is hands down one of the worst actors of all time. He's got to be. He's got to be. There's not a fucking thing that Steven Seagal is in that is good. He just looks cool when he's kicking
he does.
Shit. When
he's
he
was younger. He's got the ponytail.
Yeah, now he looks, like a, he looks like a fat Lego man rocking around. He is so...
I haven't
weird.
Seen him recently. But yeah. that begs the question then, Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
What about him?
I think he's a better actor than Steven Seagal. I gotta be honest.
He might be better at martial arts, that's for sure.
He looks better doing it. You know, Steven now Steven always looked very, you know, he'd like do a karate chop and then he looked like he was out of breath. He'd be like, whoosh. I need some water. Cut. I'm the director. Cut. And he remember he had a television show one time. Do you remember the television show he had where he became like a New Orleans sheriff's officer? He became an honorary New Orleans sheriff's officer, and he had this television show. He's bringing the camera crew around while he was like, you know, busting people for selling drugs and all this.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
right.
The people who got
it
busted.
It was a reality show.
It was a reality show. And the people who got busted started suing the New
right,
Orleans Police Department.
Right.
Like, he's not a real cop. It's Steven Seagal. And they won. I guess like some people got out of jail there. The judge was like, you're right.
Steven Seagal.
He's Steven Seagal. He's a pretty bad actor. Acquitted. Hayden Christensen. Poor Hayden Christensen. You do one movie and your whole life is ruined. Yeah. But he is a pretty bad actor. Taylor Lautner. I'd never seen it. Never seen any of those movies.
Oh, you didn't see any of the Twilight
no,
movies?
No, what is that? Willow or what? Oh, it's Twilight?
Twilight, yeah.
No,
vampires, yeah. Uh-uh. I loved the books.
Yeah, I just felt like the movies were a little too cheesetastic for me.
They were.
You know?
Young adult.
It didn't, and like, the special effects didn't even look good in that movie to me. It didn't look realistic at all.
Yeah,
and I realized
that's
it was
why
10
I like
or
the
15
books,
years ago.
Because you can imagine it in your brain.
And what's her name? Kristen Stewart?
She's gone on to become a huge actress.
Star.
She's in the new one, The Spencer. I want to see Spencer.
Oh, yeah. And I think she's a really good actress, too.
I think she is, too.
But she's very sad and sultry.
She does play those.
Yeah. But no, I mean, in those movies in particular, the couple pieces that I've seen, she's always so, What is it? Jake Elwood. What are the names? Jake and Jackson or what is it? Team Jake, team, what was it?
Yeah.
Team Jake and Team Edward.
Yes.
Jake. Edward. She's always one of this. I don't know. It seemed like she was going to throw up or something. No, Nicolas Cage.
Well, he's been tossed around as that for a long time, but the man is versatile.
He plays
totally
many different versions of Nick Cage.
Many different. I've read about this. Yeah, many different versions of himself. I just watched the one movie, Pig.
How was it?
It was good.
Is that like where he goes on a murderous rampage because someone stole his pig? Is that really?
Yeah, but it got
an Academy Award, didn't it?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. It's interesting, but it's Nick Cage playing Nick Cage.
I think Nick
Cage.
I think Nick Cage. You know, Nick Cage has an interesting career, right? He just wants to get away from his uncle. He doesn't want to have anything to do with his uncle.
Oh, that's true, because it's...
Francis Ford Coppola.
Yes.
So he doesn't want to have anything to do with his uncle, so he changes his name, and he won't allow Francis to pick up the phone and call anybody about anything.
Right.
Right.
Not to say that
maybe Francis was like, you're a bad... I don't think you should be an actor.
Thank God you don't want me to call anybody.
Thank God you don't want me to call anybody, because I probably wouldn't call anybody. I'd be like this. Just pretend like you're talking to me. Hey, Steven Spielberg? Yeah, it's me, Coppola. Pretend like you're talking to me. Oh, that's a shame. Well, Nick couldn't get you in that movie. So I think he's become so so he has this like bang up start to his career. He's in these Leaving Las Vegas and...
Peggy Sue got married.
One of my favorites is Raising Arizona, which is just like a super
very
brilliant
good
movie.
Coen Brothers.
Yeah, the Coen Brothers. And then he has a couple of these strings of hit, whatever that is, you know, the Constitution or whatever. What was that called?
Yeah, the National Treasure.
National Treasure.
And he was also in Face Off.
Face Off was such a so bad. So Face Off.
Let's switch faces.
The only way to get out of this. Colonel, what are we going to do? The only way I see out of this, switching faces. Put me in a chair. I'm ready to do it. It's so bad. The premise was so bad.
Yeah.
So many people love that movie. I hate it. I can't. I won't even watch 2 minutes of it. But he's in these movies, these huge blockbusters, and he just gets too famous too fast, like a lot of people do. And then he has a couple of, you know, kind of bumps in the road. But Nick never stops working, mainly because he's in debt. He's like, I got to pay for this fancy lifestyle. So he never stops working. He takes every movie that comes across his desk. He's one of those guys who says no to nothing. Yeah. Bad movie, don't care. Good movie, don't care. If it keeps me working, I'm going to keep working. And now all of a sudden, just like Brendan Fraser, he's like back in vogue. It's like, oh, yeah. Nicolas Cage.
Right.
You got to see this video of him.
He's so bad he's good.
He says so bad he's good. That's right. You got to see this video of him right after, I guess, he got a divorce recently.
Yeah.
He was singing karaoke in some bar in LA. You have got to see this video. Okay. He is so hammered and he's just running around. You know, he's just like acting like he's acting Nick Cage, right? And drunk Nick Cage. Gotta watch it. Rob Schneider. Yeah, I mean, I never thought Rob Schneider should ever be in any movie.
I agree.
Why are we putting Rob Schneider in a leading role? Yeah, there are so many other people who deserve a leading role. Rob Schneider is not one of them.
Yes.
But yet, you know, and unlike most of these other people we're talking about, I cannot pick a movie which I say, well, he is a bad actor, but there's this one exception.
Right.
Well, I guess he's Adam Sandler's friend. So Happy Madison has made all of these movies. But I can't, what is it? Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo, Hot Chick. Hot Chick is a hot steaming pile of shit. They should call it Hot Shit is what they should call it. Not like hot shit, like you're hot shit. Like hot shit. Uh-oh, there's hot shit on the floor. Someone's got to pick it up. It's so bad. It is so bad.
It is really bad.
Yeah.
I accidentally caught it like a while back, you know, probably pandemic times.
Yeah.
Flipping around, I accidentally caught it and I was like, no.
Yeah. No. No. I mean, I have met 3-year-old boys that play a worse woman than he did on Hot Chick. It's so bad. Just stop it already. Yeah. Rob Schneider.
Did he start off at Saturday Night Live?
He was at, yeah.
Okay.
He was the copy man. Yeah. Making copies.
And did he do Night at the Roxbury?
No. That was the other guy. He's a total douche. That guy's a total douche. He should never rear his ugly head again. I can't even remember his name. What was his name? Jason something. I don't know. Well, now I got to find out. Hold on 1 second. Let's go back to the Google machine.
Yeah, he's bad too.
Night at Roxbury. His name is Chris Kattan. He's a douche. He's a douche. And he like talks shit about, I saw him, he was like talking shit about people on Saturday Night Live. And he was like saying that Will Ferrell like bop, bop, bop. Yeah. Just a douche.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's got that weird, like, plastic face that he has. Right. You know what I'm saying? He played a monkey, a copy machine, that one time. And all of a sudden, he gets his own movie. Now, Will Ferrell is clearly the genius behind all of that, right? But I will have to say this about Rob Schneider. Except, although I don't believe Rob Schneider should be involved in any movies moving forward, he does have this television show on Netflix called The Real Rob.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Okay.
Okay.
I have not seen it. But I've passed it.
Yeah. This is not as good as, like, David Hasselhoff has done a few of these. He plays himself in a television show, and it's like total comedy, right? And David Hasselhoff, I can't remember the name of the show. It's on BBC. It is so good. David Hasselhoff is so good at playing himself.
Yeah.
It's so funny, right? Okay. Because he takes himself so seriously and everybody else around him is just, you know, cutting it up.
Yeah.
Rob is not as good. It's not that kind of connection comedy wise, but it's not bad.
Okay.
It's not as bad as
a not bad show.
No, not as that bad as Deuce Bigelow.
It's a 40% good.
Yeah. He's like, it's like a
50.
It's like a warm deuce instead of a hot deuce. You know what I mean? Okay. Pauly Shore. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well.
I think even Pauly would admit that. That I met Pauly Shore one time. He asked me for cigarettes. I was 13 years old. Just say. No, Pauly was nice. Chuck Norris. Well, I'm not going to say that out loud.
No,
there's no reason. Eddie Griffin.
Who's that?
The guy who starred in Undercover Brother.
What's that?
he's the
Undercover Brother.
It's a black guy who used to be on Saturday Night Live,
okay.
And he's a comedian. Mm-hmm. I actually thought Undercover Brother was kind of funny.
I haven't seen that, and I don't immediately. Maybe if I saw his picture.
Okay. Well, I don't even know who this is. Alan Baugh? Who's Alan Baugh?
I don't know.
He was in Birdemic, Shock and Terror. Oh, Birdemic. Oh, we're going to do a movie about this. Birdemic okay. is made by a Japanese director,
uh-huh.
and it's considered the worst movie of all time, like the worst okay. movie of all time, except for this one, of course, Tommy Wiseau. And that movie, you have never seen the movie, The Room?
I've heard about it. I read a whole article
where he
about
like
this.
Masturbates.
Yeah.
I
saw a whole thing about him. This has been a year or so ago. Yeah.
It's me, Tommy. Yes. I'm here to masturbate.
Yeah. He like self-funded the whole thing.
No one knows where he got his money. Yes. There's like some weird lady involved. He had like a couple of these hot, you know, actresses that obviously were having a hard time acting themselves, but he'd just like get them naked. And then one scene he's masturbating and he's like, I love you. I love you, Darlene.
Yeah, that's, I thought considered the worst movie.
I think Birdemic has now taken that because Birdemic is it more recent? It's more recent.
What's that about?
I don't know, but I've watched parts of it and I can't believe how it's about birds attacking people. It's kind of like Birds, the movie, you know, only they're not
Alfred Hitchcock.
Definitely not Alfred Hitchcock, but there are some scenes in this and it's literally like they took paper to make the birds and put little like dental floss and like in some of the scenes. It is so bad, Hoadley. So bad. Okay. But there are worse actors. There are worse movies than Birdemic, in my opinion.
Okay.
And The Room. Birdemic might be the worst movie. But my choice for worst movie of all time is Trolls 2.
Oh.
And I don't mean Trolls 2, the singing dancing movie with Justin Timberlake.
Right. You mean Trolls.
That's just the most annoying movie in the world. I mean Trolls.
Well, I saw the original Trolls.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sonny Bono's in that.
Sonny Bono's in the original Trolls? Yeah. Well, he's certainly not in version 2.
Oh, version 2.
Yeah. So.
Gotta be bad.
Okay. Are you ready? I put a little compilation. This compilation, actually, somebody else put this together. And I want to give the guy credit. Hold on one second. I want to give the guy credit because I am using his video. He did take the time to put this together. Hold on. There's a lot of holding on this episode, guys. That's okay. You know, we're on 3 days a week now, so you can... What's a few minutes of waiting? By the way, do you like the 3 days a week?
I do.
I do, too. I like it. Let us know what you think. TCBpodcast.com, 661 Bestio. Brian's going to get his show notes together.
That was just the Twilight Zone.
Nilbog. N-I-L-B-O-G on YouTube. Nilbog. Nilbog. Nilbog or Nilbog? N-I-L-B-O-G. You can go and look him up. He's put a couple of compilations together. This is one of them. Give Nil some love, guys. Nil some love. Nil it up. No. All right. Ready? Trolls 2. Yeah. The best scenes.
Goblins don't need to justify their cruel acts. They're evil creatures. But let me go on, please.
Okay, I won't interrupt you anymore.
Please don't.
This is a piece of work acting. Trolls don't, what are they? Goblins don't need to justify their cruel acts. They'll eat your penis. Okay, I'm sorry. I won't interrupt you anymore. Grandpa!
God, no.
Meanwhile, the acting is so bad.
Yeah.
A goblin?
So weird.
Strange concoction she offered him is delicious.
Oh my God.
Peter ate and drank without ever taking his eyes off her.
You've got to see this. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. You've
Was
got
that
to follow.
Green ooze?
Yeah, it looked like green mayonnaise. Yeah. It looks like they put food coloring in mayonnaise. This is so bad.
Yeah.
You're making a mistake, Grandpa. You said they can. You should have said they could. Or what kind of fairy tale is it?
They can. They can. Goblins still exist. Your grandpa Seth is telling you.
Don't
Grandpa Seth is telling you to shut your mouth and get me some whiskey.
Oh, no.
Grandpa, can you stop scaring the shit out of me? Grandpa Seth says little goblins are going to eat your toes off one by one if you don't shut up and go to sleep. Like Grandpa Seth told you, he's got his lady friend coming over.
We ate him, Grandpa.
That's exactly what happened.
Try to go to sleep. We're going on a vacation
tomorrow.
Try
to go to sleep now.
A month in the country will do us all good.
Try and go to sleep.
A month in the country.
A month in the country will do us some good.
Yeah, that's bad.
Grandpa said this like, the goblins will eat your brains out with forks and spoons and you'll be alive for all of it and pain and eternity for hell.
And then she's like, try and get some sleep.
Try and get some sleep, son. We're going on vacation tomorrow. Don't you know? It's in the script.
Good night, dear.
Oh,
the workout scene.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
I like the girl lifting the barbell.
You know, there's nothing like a sexy girl in 80s leotards lifting barbells and looking at her pictures of Olympic swimmers.
And Rob Lowe.
Yeah, what kind of montage is this they're cutting from? That's a Smurf.
I know.
In this montage, for those of you who can't see, there's a young, probably a teenage girl, and she's lifting dumbbells laying down on a workout bench. And they just were showing random shots of things around the room, like a Smurf.
Rob Lowe.
I'm gonna fuck him.
Oh, Jenny.
She's always working out in skimpy outfits around the house.
Like a bathing suit.
She's always got her vagina showing.
Oh, Jenny.
Look at that wallpaper. That's classic.
Yeah, that was dark. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
You're trying to turn me into a homo?
Wouldn't it be too hard? If my father discovers you here, he'd cut off your little nuts and eat them.
Because that's what you should always say.
I'm going to put that on. I'm going to make every boy who walks through my house or every girl looking to date my kids, I'm going to be like, watch this scene. Are you trying to turn me into a homo? It wouldn't be that hard. I'll just take your nuts off and eat them. Grandpa Seth's into that. Grandpa Seth. That's just a weird name for a grandpa.
It really
Grandpa
is.
Seth.
Paw Paw.
Grandpa Death. Yeah. Paw Paw's going to kill me.
Damn you.
And you?
I like you.
I'm going to cut your balls off and eat them. I like you, Billy. You got gumption. Now turn into that homo, like I said.
Hey, you know, these are cute. Hey!
Okay, I'll tell my father that you're coming with us tomorrow.
Where are we going?
Nilbog, a wonderful half-empty town. Oh, Elliot, it will be wonderful.
Look at the way he's looking at her.
Me. I know, he's looking at her. Look at his eyebrows.
I know, they're huge.
He's like staring at her hair.
He has like no lips either. I know.
He's like, what do you think about my teeth? The orthodontist said they couldn't be fixed, so he just cut my mouth off. What do you think about my new lipless face? Can I stare at your hair? It's like he's got, it's like the script. He's got cue cards behind her head because he's just staring at her hair. Where are we going? To Nilbog. Oh, Nilbog. That sounds familiar. That's the name of the.
Wait. That's the guy who put the compilation together?
The guy who put the compilation together is Nilbog. N-E-L-B-O. Is it Nilbog?
Well, it was Nilbog.
No, it's Nelsbog. Hold on 1 second. Hold again. You can say your responses directly. Or use your touch tone. No, it's Nilbog.
Okay, so he pulled the name from the movie?
It's Nilbog. N-I-L-B-O-G. Nilbog. He pulled it straight from the movie.
In the woods, this time, we'll be able to be together for sure.
You want to see my magic trick? I can make my lips disappear. I'm like a snake with teeth.
We'd love to see you get sick. You ate too much.
Whoa.
Stop the car. Josh was ready to be eaten.
He's ready to be eaten? What?
Oh my God, this movie is this movie is so bad.
It's really bad.
You've got to see this on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. They're in a car and there's a bunch of goblins trying to eat people.
Yeah, they were the parents that were driving up in the... No!
Can you imagine making this movie?
No, it's bad. He's turning into a tree. Branches are busting out of his body.
We need more branches on set. Bring more branches. I'm sorry, sir. We're on a branch budget. I don't care what it takes. I want branches sticking out of every orifice in this child. And
oh,
we also, we need more green mayonnaise. Can you get some more green mayonnaise? This is so bad.
It's horrible.
This is one of... you've never seen this entire movie?
I've never seen it at all. I saw the first one, Trolls.
You know what would be interesting is if we picked a movie.
Or Troll.
Picked a movie or we picked a television show.
Yes.
And we went through it beginning to end.
Okay.
On YouTube or live on Twitch or Substack or something like that.
Yes.
If we just did one show with Nico and Blue in the background. By the way, these dogs drive me fucking crazy. So Astrid comes in the other day.
Yeah.
She comes in. I woke up and she came in the bedroom and she was like, I was just about to wake you up. Something really weird happened. Like, and it was scared me. And I said, what?
Yeah.
Nico started his coughing fits. Cause you know, Nico just has this like chronic bronchitis, you know, the dog that never dies, that's dying.
Yes.
And so he's like, and apparently he coughed so much that he threw up, but then he coughed so much that his back legs gave out.
Oh no.
So this poor dog is like, you know, struggling to breathe because he's coughing so much. And Astrid said she's trying to keep a smile on her face because the kids are right there. Right.
So she's like, oh, everything's okay.
It's okay. Nika just needs a little time to breathe. You know, dog's throwing up. Blue's trying to eat his ear. The kids are like ah. So Astrid was like, I was going to come in and wake you up. Like, what am I going to do? Right.
Yeah.
You know, okay, kids, time to go in the other room while Nico goes to the farm in the sky.
Astrid just needed somebody else to see what was going on.
I know. Astrid just doesn't, she doesn't want to deal with it. And I understand. Right. Yeah. But I am like fully mentally prepared for this moment.
Right.
And so on the way to where we were going, I said, listen, I think we have to have a conversation, you and me. Right. Because the kids were sleeping in the back.
Mm-hmm.
We have to plan and prepare for the couple different scenarios that could happen pretty quickly here. One is we wake up in the morning and Nico is out in the kitchen and he won't wake up, right? Mm-hmm. Number two is we come home and Nico won't wake up. Or number three is there's some kind of attack in the middle of the day and we either have to take him somewhere or he won't wake up, right?
Yes.
And like either way.
All of it, he's not waking up.
We got to prepare how we're going to handle this so we're not in the moment trying to flub around and explain to the kids and, you know. And so I said, hey, let's just... You know, we'll just extricate the kids out of the situation if it's happening, if it's an event.
Yes.
We'll take the kids away and we'll, you know, leave Nico alone to the best of his ability.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And if he's sleeping, then we'll just say he's sleeping and then we'll take him to the doctor and then he won't come back. Right. And Astrid's like, well, what are we going to do like with his, you know, doggy body?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we could bury him in the backyard or they could cremate him.
Yes.
And she's like, I don't want his ashes here. Like, that just feels weird to me. And I'm like, well, the good news is the ashes will smell better than he does.
You think that?
Oh,
you don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, what do ashes smell like? I've actually never smelled.
Well, Nick is a special. His
That's
bones
true.
Could
yeah,
be special.
It could be in his bones. The poor dog. And what do you do? This is the deal that we make with these dogs. It's like, you know, we love them. They love us unconditionally. And Nico is the sweetest fucking dog ever. But he's old and he is.
It will happen.
Of course. It's just that's it.
Natural cycle of life.
And it's going to happen when my kids are young. It's going to. Well, yeah. I think it's going to happen in the next couple of years. We could be on episode number 3,000. And I could be like 82 years old on my last year of a contract with Spotify. And be like, I'm not re-signing. I'm going to retire in Italy. And Nico's still like, oh. Oh, God. Poor Nico.
Yeah. Hey, Pico.
Pico, Pico. Nico, Pico. Stay tuned. Stay tuned to find out what happens next with Nico.
Right. It is an ongoing saga.
Well, we brought it all back around. Ivan Reitman died, and now we're talking about my almost dead dog.
Yeah, death.
So, yeah, it makes me feel better. Like, I feel better if I talk about it in a lighthearted way. And plus, I know that Nico is loved by my children, was loved by Astrid and I.
Oh, very much so.
Loved by everybody. He just smells really bad.
Does.
Yeah. He's got an and the
pungent odor.
The radius upon which he smells is getting larger and larger. It used to be he smelled if you were like 2 feet, within 2 feet. Now it's like within 12 feet. If he's in the bedroom, I can smell him. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, Nico. Poor Nico. Oh, TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go to find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can watch all the video. You can listen to all the audio right there from one location. Get your TCB collectible sticker by going to the website and click on I Want My Sticker. We'll tell you how to get it. You tell us where to send it. It's just that easy. Chrissy and I are looking for three guys, girls, he, she's, it's, them's, they's.
People.
People. We're looking for three people. Three and three. So six people all together to join us on the TCB match game. We're going to take one lucky single and we're going to pair them up with three other people. We're going to ask some questions and we're going to see if we can't get a love connection.
I like that idea a lot. Here.
And to be hosted by yours.
I'm something of a matchmaker sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So if you're interested, and we're going on an online date just to let you know. This is 2022. We're not dumb. We're not going to send you out on some physical date with somebody you don't know. It'll be an online date. You know, maybe we'll even be there. It's an online date with us.
Yes, Chrissy Zoom date.
It's a double date with Chrissy and I.
We're going to comment.
That's right.
As you're on the date.
If you're interested, we're doing that over the summer, and we'd love to have you a part of it. 661-237-8296. Send us a text message with your name and your email address, and we'll send you some more information about that. Just say you're interested in the TCB match game. 661-237-8296 at the commercial break on Instagram for content you can't find anywhere else. Clips every single day of the week on Instagram and on YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak, as well as in the studio. Chrissy and I talk about stuff we do not talk about here on the show, only available on YouTube. If you would, like and subscribe. Okay, until next time, I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, we must say.
Bye. Bye.